Hello, and thank you for joining us at the Digital Dinner Table for the Virtual Leftovers Podcast. I'm Kate Arsenal.
Dad Cookies.
Uxter.
Matman.
And tonight, instead of doing our usual, rundown of the last week's news on nerddom, I was lazy and didn't get any talks to talk about, so we're just going to play Cards Against Humanity and bullshit about nerdy shit.
Alright.
So,
woo!
Start off as the cards are. And just to start it off to be an asshole, it's going to be a mystery card.
Hold on. I just pooped.
I don't care.
Damn it.
My podcast, my rules.
He doesn't give a shit.
Your podcast? This is our podcast.
Okay, well, I'm the leader of the podcast. Fuck off.
He's already getting a head full.
Yep. I'm getting an ego.
All right, well, if you're doing a mystery, Matman, pick your card.
All right, let's go with that one.
All right.
Because that's... I guess if they don't identify it as theirs, they could also
it's a
just
Disney one.
So it's mine.
If you don't,
he could identify it as his if he wants, and just win anyways.
That's why he picked it.
All right, there is no god. It's just the frozen head of Walt Disney attached to the body of a mechanical spider, and then you die. There is no god. It's just the original budget for California Adventure, and then you die. There is no god, it's just unbelievable soft carpets, and then you die.
Oh. Very soft carpets.
Very soft carpets.
I think we're See, I got through the intro, and now I can't talk. I think I'm going to have to go with the frozen head of Walt Disney attached to the body of a mechanical spider simply because it's so specific.
Mine?
Mine.
Oh.
That one was mine.
All right. I'll trust him. I trust him. For now.
Do you? You shouldn't?
I don't know. I think I should.
You want to trust me?
Thank you for letting somebody else pick your card.
Hey, it's okay.
All right.
Throw away.
So, after 8 years in the White House, how is Obama finally letting loose? Anyway,
this is great.
As I said before the podcast, Shazam is coming out digitally July 2nd on Blu-ray and DVD and all that crap on July 16th.
Well, I can't wait. Own it.
All right, after 8 years in the White House, how is Obama finally letting loose? Having a vagina, white privilege, Danny DeVito.
Hmm.
Wow.
Speaking of Danny DeVito, have you seen the thing about supposedly people are petitioning to have Danny DeVito play Wolverine?
Yeah, I've heard that.
MCU.
Really?
What the fuck?
The only thing he has going for him is he's the right height.
Yeah.
Wolverine
is
maybe
he
got it worked out very well.
Okay, but this is Marvel we're talking about, and they've done better with worse.
Yeah.
He better start hitting some goddamn weights hard.
I think I'm going to go with Obama's letting loose with white privilege.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, Obama.
Cade.
Cade Arsenal for the win.
You want the...
Yeah, put it in here.
All right.
Oh. Fuck, marry, kill. Pick three, draw two.
Oh, God, okay. Wait, what? That doesn't make sense.
Fuck, marry, kill. Pick three, draw two.
All right, that doesn't make sense, but okay.
I have no idea. Do you have to draw two before?
No, I think you draw two blank.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I love whenever strangers walk past our house just speaking roundly. I hope that didn't pick up on the podcast, but okay.
I don't think so.
All right.
Continue. But I think you have to, like, fuck one, marry one, kill one out of your cards.
Bottom card first, right?
Bottom one would be the fuck, yes.
I don't know, or do we want to skip that card and go with something that's that's quite so confusing.
I mean,
I think you're the only one, Matman.
Plus, mine's really good, and I really want to... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
And Dead Cookie's cat wants in the house after just being invited in before the podcast.
All right, after I read this.
Yeah, cat can wait. Why?
Does not fuck up all the cards.
Because the cat's an asshole.
You can't mix up the cards.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm mixing up who I don't know who, because...
Yeah.
What are you...
All right. Fuck Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. Marry that bitch Stacy. Kill. Kenny?
Kanye West.
Kanye West, sorry.
Yeah, I'd vote for
Kenny West?
Kenny? Wow.
No.
Wow.
No. No, we're not doing that
easily
here.
Easily kill
no.
Kanye West.
Fuck.
I heard vote coming in. No.
Fuck Raptor attacks.
I'm just
going to
say.
Ouch! Marry a lifetime of sadness and kill Pete's cum-breathing dragon.
Oh, no.
Wow.
That poor dragon.
Wow. All right. Fuck friction. Marry forced sterilization and kill Sunshine and Rainbows.
What the fuck? That's just sadness all
that?
Around.
It's just dark.
That's... I won.
That's bullshit. I married a lifetime of sadness for that?
Lifetime of sadness.
You married that bitch Stacy for nothing?
Shut the fuck up.
Right. And I killed Kanye West?
I killed Pete's
mom. Stacy's mom.
Jeez!
Okay.
Alright.
Because she's got it on.
Alright.
Let's see.
That's not right.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Blank! Our friends, not food.
What was it?
Blank, our friends, not food.
Wait.
Nope. You gotta put it
right there. Oh, okay. Well, I mean. Fine, can I show you what I was gonna put?
Damn.
I tried.
I don't know, it's the best card I got.
But I'm pretty sure that. Anything in nerd news, Cade? Did we talk about Rick and Morty coming back?
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Okay.
You know?
I don't remember.
That was another one. Was like, all this stuff is just like the same things that we were talking about last week with everything. So, like, I couldn't find a lot that we didn't already post on the page about and was new.
Yeah.
Well, hell. All right. Anyways, use panties, our friends, not food.
Okay. Whoa.
A duffel bag full of lizards, our friends, not food. A brain tumor, our friends, not food.
Whoa.
Who's got the used panties? Kate Arsenal has used panties.
Has used panties.
All right. Let's see.
Rocko, Raggy.
What? A llama? He's supposed to be blank. All right. Well, you know Mattman's going to be good just because he made a snort right away.
Okay. I think you'll like that. I think Cade will feel touched by this.
Please don't touch me.
Too late.
You're not his priest. Don't touch him there.
I'm atheist, so don't
well,
ever touch
I don't
me
know
priest.
Why a priest, right. priest is touching his heart.
So his heart, the priest wants to
touch. Continue before we get voted off.
What? A llama? He's supposed to be being fat and stupid.
No.
What? A llama? He's supposed to be inserting a mason jar into his anus.
Jesus.
My anus.
Whoa.
No. What? A llama? He's supposed to be going from zero to hero. Who knows my Hercules love?
The cookies!
Want to put that?
Certainly went the distance.
Whoo!
Your turn.
Yay! So funny!
Alright.
Oh! Should we put that on the board, or...
Is the board even being used anymore?
The board dead.
The board's dead.
I think the board's dead.
All right. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-a, my oh my, what a wonderful blank. Did you guys see that...
please, when you
Captain
read that...
America action figure that's going to be coming?
I am definitely trying.
This is a throwaway card, I just don't want it anymore.
And Mjolnir.
Oh yeah, yeah. So that the
I was
excited about that.
Do something like that, and then I saw that. I'm like, oh yeah, boy.
Well, I'm pretty sure a bunch of stuff will be doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
Hopefully, pop.
Yeah. Sure hope so.
All right.
Alrighty, zippity doo da, zippity a, my oh my, what a wonderful a bitch slap.
Okay.
Zippity doo da, zippity a, my oh my, what a wonderful invading Poland.
All right, Hitler, get out of here.
Zippity doo da, zippity a, my oh my, what a wonderful fellowship in Christ. What the fuck?
Your fucking reaction made that perfect.
What the fuck?
All right, so who's little Hitler invading Poland?
The Fellowship in Christ thing was just a throwaway. I'm an atheist. I can't be holding that card.
You got a friend in blank.
Listen, you guys have a friend in.
Holy fuck.
Unserved. Was that close? Fast enough?
Mm-hmm.
That's... All I got right. Nothing. That's the best I can do.
You've got a friend in Toxus Warthog Farts.
Alright.
Toxic Warthog Farts.
Boomba.
Okay, Boomba. Calm down over there.
You've got a friend in exploring each other's butthole.
Probably.
Read the last one, Coach Cheese.
Fucking God. You've got a friend in gay conversion therapy.
Damn.
Okay, who's exploring people's butt?
Uggster exploring people's butts?
I like how we knew it was Uggster's card.
I already know who was the throwaway.
Yeah, well.
Only Disney. It was the only Disney one.
Press down, down, left, right, B to unleash.
Alright, my commander's that.
Exploring people's buttholes.
Alright, that was
They've already announced I don't know if anybody else here watches the John Wick movies, but they've already announced...
Oh, for fuck's sake.
...a release date for a fourth one.
Yep. Heard that.
Okay. We get it. He's pissed. He's gonna go kill a bunch of people.
I can't believe this is the fourth dog.
I'm not a fan.
Actually, no. It was only the first dog that didn't survive.
Oh, so the rest of them did? He's just killing
for
that
one other dog.
Press down, down, left, right, B to unleash the hustle. All
right. All right. Do the hustle.
Press down, down, left, right, B to unleash the DuckTales theme song. Now it's stuck in your head.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
DuckTales!
Press down, down, left, right, B to unleash
it wasn't
dark and mysterious forces beyond your control.
Ooh. Darkness.
Woo.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Who's unleashing the hustle? Oh, yeah.
That is some bullshit.
Cookies.
Alrighty then. Look at Blake. Isn't it neat?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I know which one's Connor's.
Ow.
What?
Yours is the only... Oh, that...
Oh. Of course.
Look at poor people. Isn't it neat? Are we? Are we neat? I don't feel like we're neat.
I mean, we're sometimes neat.
I'm tidy, but I'm not neat.
Get the fuck out. Fucking punning like that. That was horrible. Look at... Look at scissoring, if that's a thing. Oh. Isn't it neat? Look at two hilarious Canadian moose. Isn't it neat? No, actually, moose is plural for moose.
Should be moose.
It should be moose, but...
Should be moose.
Anyways, they're not really neat. They're kind of assholes most of the time, from what I hear. I don't know. I guess we're neat, so I guess I'll go with poor people. God damn it.
Uggsters
on a roll.
We watched Deadpool 2 two nights in a row last week, and it's stuck in my head. The best kept Disney secret is blank. Well, that was quick.
Yeah. Before the timer.
What
timer?
The timer?
The timer?
Yeah, right there.
Oh, fuck off. It's not a timer.
Alright, the best kept Disney secret is executing a hostage every hour.
Yeah.
That's not a secret. Everyone knows Disney does that.
Best kept Disney secret is natural selection.
Okay, yeah. another one we know.
And the best kept secret Disney secret is misgendering Peter Pan.
Whoa!
Is it Peter Pan?
Mm-hmm.
Petra Pan.
Right.
I feel like it's actually a word, or it's a...
It's a place.
Pender Pan.
Petra's a place.
I think I'm going to go with executing a hostage every hour.
Yeah! Go Disney.
All right. Let's see.
Oh, fuck you.
Mystery card?
You started it!
Oh.
Don't you dare be like, oh my god, with me, Kate.
Shut the fuck up.
Don't get all
Shut high. Up, dead cookies.
Don't get all high and mighty on me.
I'll get high and mighty on whoever the damn well I want to get high and mighty on.
Oh my god.
Okay. You, see what the most expensive thing you'll be able to buy at, the Star Wars Galaxy's Edge? Land in Disneyland is?
What?
For $25,000.
Oh.
Not counting tax or shipping. A custom R2 Builders Club R2 mech.
Ooh.
If I had $25,000 to just waste on some, it'd be that.
Yeah. Comes with, you get the remote control, you
God
get the...
God damn it,
guys. Guys, lights, I just gotta say...
Sounds.
Donna actually has a piece of nerd history. Where's your coin at? We'll show you.
Well,
all right. Well, we're waiting for her to get the coin. I will bring up something else of monetary value in nerddom, and that is that Avengers Endgame is number one.
Number one in all time.
Most successful movie in. Yeah, I butchered Woo! That. Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Endgame.
Oh yeah.
Donna's got a piece of nerddom.
Yeah, I'm so sad. Endgame. Yeah.
All right. Anyways, okay,
so
all right.
While we're waiting for the
I would totally get laid more often if liking seeing grandma naked was more popular.
Whoa!
Having sex with a beautiful person was more popular.
Whoa!
Okay. As wet as a warthog's backside was more popular. Who's seen?
Who's seen Grandma? No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Someone tried to use that as a dollar today.
Dead air.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Dead air.
Alright, so who's seen Grandma naked?
You know what that guy, you know what that is?
I do, but I missed me.
Oh,
Two Faces Point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, it is.
Not bad. From which movie?
The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Well, because Two Faces was also in one of the old Batman movies, too. Batman Robin, or was it just... Was it Michael Keaton? Or George? All right, so it was
Batman Forever was Tommy Lee Jones.
And
Jim Carrey.
Who was Batman?
Two-Face. Val Kilmer was Batman.
Val Kilmer, yeah.
It wasn't a curse that knocked Sleeping Beauty out. It was... That good dick.
Oh, let's see.
There we go.
Whoa.
So who won the last one?
Me. Kate Arsenal.
Yeah.
We got a little bit quiet there admiring the Two-Face coin for Dark Knight.
Maybe a few minutes longer.
All right. It wasn't the person not Sleeping Beauty out. It was getting aborted.
No.
Yeah, that knocked somebody right the fuck out.
Oh.
It wasn't a curse that knocked Sleeping Beauty out. It was literally ripping her tits off.
I mean, that would...
Good Lord!
That would put anyone in the coma or asleep.
It wasn't a curse that knocked Sleeping Beauty out. It was geese.
Geese?
Geese are mean little fuckers. I'll tell you what. That ain't even my color, but damn. They are mean little shits.
Who the fuck ripped Sleeping Beauty's tits off?
Me.
Now, okay.
Yeah, I straight up ripped them off.
I'm sensing some, hostility towards women there.
That's not...
Jeez.
Don't read too much into that.
A little misogyny going on.
Hey.
I finally met my childhood hero, and he's blank!
Funny to me. Alright.
I finally met my childhood hero, and he's Judge Judy!
What? He's Judge Judy?
I finally met my childhood hero, and he's restored.
What?
The youngsters.
I finally met my childhood hero, and he's restoring Germany to its former glory.
It's Hitler.
Making Germany great again.
Okay.
Moving on.
I finally met my childhood hero, and he's farting and walking away. That one's not winning out of these two. And I finally met my childhood hero, and he's restoring Germany to his former glory.
Yeah. I was Judge Judy.
It would have won, but that was too much.
All right, Batman.
Childhood hero is Hitler.
Batman, Meg said he'd pick his... No, he's just on his phone. He's just distracted.
Responding to the wife.
Middle of the podcast. I don't care.
Yeah, because we're talking about so much important stuff.
Yeah, I know.
So
except for waiting on you.
Waiting on me?
Yes.
My Disney addiction is getting out of hand. I have memorized every last detail of blank. Works a lot better if I don't drop any of the cards.
No, yeah, I would.
No figures. Who do you?
Alrighty then.
Right.
Into the news.
My Disney addiction is getting out of hand. I have memorized every last detail of Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters.
Alright.
Okay.
My Disney addiction is getting out of hand. I have memorized every last detail of the Bear Necessities.
All right.
My Disney addiction is getting out of hand. I have memorized every last detail of A snapping turtle biting the tip of your penis.
Mm. Not sure what it has what that has to do with Disney, but okay. Oh, it's from, No, that's not Disney.
Maybe it's a deleted scene from Little Mermaid.
Finding Nemo? Or are we talking about Finding Nemo?
It's the...
Finding Dory.
Yeah.
Okay, who had the snapping turtle?
God. That wasn't, like... That didn't even have anything to do with Disney!
Blank, it's a trap. Come on, guys. Give me all you got. It's a trap. Thank you.
Hey, what the hell?
All right.
Well, I don't know. I didn't really have a lot of good ones to go with that.
Wandering the desert for 40 years. It's a trap.
It's a trap.
Getting laid light all the time. It's a trap. I hate whoever did this. Women of color. It's a trap.
That's some misogyny and racism there.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Oh my god, man.
Who's the one getting laid? Like, all the time.
I wish.
I don't care. I wasn't picking any other.
You're a bitch.
Were you the...
You know damn well.
Racist.
I bet he was.
I'm a horrible person, I know.
Mystery card.
Yeah? Yeah? Well.
Don't miss... Okay. You need to calm down now.
I know. I was being too riled up. I apologize.
You know what? It's a mystery card, and I need to throw this away, because there's no good fucking way to deal with that one. It literally... can't do anything with it.
All right. The guardian of using your status as emperor to destroy a... was brought down to protect Mulan from the dangers of war.
You see why I can't do anything with that?
Yes.
Hard.
Madman.
The guardian of brown people was brought down to protect Mulan from the dangers of war.
Mine's bad, but...
Y'all get on me, because my cup... women of color thing, but oh.
The guardian of who really did 9/11 was brought down to protect Mulan from... No, fuck that. Brown people.
Fuck that. Brown people. Alright.
I knew I could outdo his racism.
Yes!
Brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of Blank.
Official beer of... Butts are walking away.
Dude, we're in the middle of the podcast and you ain't gonna take a shit. I'm gonna air out his dirty laundry in front of everybody. I don't give a shit. We're skipping you! Brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of assassinating the president. Brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of everything. I mean, everything does encompass assassinating the president. Everything also does encompass that Bugs doesn't hurry up and get his ass over here to fucking give me a card. I'm skipping him.
Bud Light, the official sponsor of
official beer of...
Can he top everything or assassinating the president?
Those are what you gotta compete with right now, so this card better be really good. Brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of diversity.
God damn it.
Why is it all gonna be about race, man? Racism or misogyny?
Brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of assassinating the president.
Aw, yeah!
Booyah.
I should have known that yours was assassinating the president.
I'll make blank out of you.
Just gonna say, you should sing these cards a little bit. Give them a little bit of tune.
Just put some oomph into it.
Put some pizzazz into this, cause, yeah. Just saying.
Pizzazz.
Just go the normal way.
The lead singer of the Misfits.
I haven't.
No.
He doesn't know that.
Yeah, I gotta go get me some Geritol. I just dated myself.
No, okay, I know who the Misfits are.
I think I threw out a hit.
Okay, hold on. I know who the Misfits are. I just never really listened to them.
Anyways, moving on.
What?
I wasn't talking about the band. The rival band from Jem and the Holograms cartoon.
Oh.
In comics. But
oh, then I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, because it was like, you know, 15 years before you were born.
Anyways.
I just threw up another hip. All right, I'll make sausages, or savages, barely even human out of you.
Whoa.
All right.
I'll make a dance move that's just sex out of you.
Wow.
I'll make a windmill full of corpses out of you. I like that one.
Dexter?
Oh, Uxter.
Dexter, Uxter.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Dexter, Uxter. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I need one more. All right.
You know how men are. They think blank means blank and get lost means blank.
Me. Oh, God.
I'm yours, Hercules. Draw two, pin two, three.
Why do you keep drawing those? God, you're a pain in the ass.
So this time you gotta draw two before you pick.
So.
You know men. How men are. They think blank means blank. And get lost means blank me. I'm yours, Hercules.
Key.
Why am I doing the long ones?
Y'all want to just skip this one and have him draw another one?
What?
Yep.
That's just...
Too late.
Three cards? No, yeah, we're moving on. Before two of us are already ready.
I was just about ready
before adapting Snow White, what did Walt Disney consider adapted? Whatever.
Okay. What did he consider adapting?
Before adapting Snow White, what did Walt Disney consider adapting?
Yeah, see, I told you. Assholes.
That was easy.
What did Walt Disney consider adapting? A sassy black woman.
Whoa!
Again with the racism and misogyny.
Touching a pug right on his penis.
Marley.
And throwing some bestiality.
No!
What?
He's the guy next to Circle K's dog.
Oh, great.
It's a pug.
Yeah. And finding a major world religion. Who's touching the pug?
Whoa! That is some bullshit. Now who's the racist one?
Whenever I hear blank, I have to sing along. Touching the pug's penis is not fun anymore.
Damn!
God damn it. I don't have any
one. Oh, let's see. I'm trying to think. What else did I see earlier this week?
Ugh. We haven't watched Pikachu.
I haven't.
It's actually really good.
I haven't seen it yet. I want to watch it, but no, I'm not taking that hard.
Yeah, I think y'all wait until it comes out for rent.
Whenever I hear Geppetto performing vaginal ventriloquism,
God damn it.
I have to sing along.
I lost.
Yep, so did I.
God damn it, Batman.
Is that just, you, Batman?
Just got to sing
along. I don't even know if I want to read the other cards. That's too perfect. Just,
I mean, mine's horrible. So
whenever I hear Timon and Pumbaa, I have to sing along.
Sit down.
Whenever I hear tables.
Told you.
What?
Fuck that! Yeah, vaginal ventriloquism!
Come on, Hakuna Matata, bitch!
Nothing's more Hakuna Matata than fucking him.
It's a giant bitch. What do you expect?
Who puts the glad in Gladiator?
Oh, good lord.
Who puts the glad in Gladiator? Batman!
Alright!
Who puts the glad in Gladiator? An old guy who's almost dead.
Oh!
He puts the glad in Gladiator?
Who puts the glad in Gladiator? Thomas and Allie, the alley cat getting fresh with your mother.
What?
What even are these cards?
But your gladiator.
Fucking Thomas O'Malley. The alley cat.
Who put the glad in Gladiator? An old guy who's almost dead.
Woo!
Hey, well, you got a point.
I have three. Shut up. I'm here. Shut up, guys. Batman.
He's square against it.
I'll take barbecue bacon burger and with a fried egg and fuck it, how about blank?
Fuck it! How about that?
Okay, that, this is just comical to me, so fuck off. I like depressing shit. I want that card. I want this card.
For those of us who have been keeping up with the Star Warses, we'll actually see the Knights of Ren in action in The Rise of Skywalker.
See, we also heard really? That about...
There's set photos of it this time.
Oh. That's good.
And I think that was them in the teaser that's been released. And I think Kylo, or Ben Solo, is... I think he may be betraying them or something.
All right.
I'll take barbecue bacon burger with a fried egg and fuck it. How about a man on the brink of orgasm?
Fuck it.
I'll take the barbecue bacon burger with a fried egg and fuck it. How about unrealistic expectations of your future husband after watching Disney movies?
Ouch.
Wow.
Ouch.
Wow.
And that includes Star Wars and Marvel now.
Yep.
And I'll take the barbecue bacon burger with the fried egg and fuck it. How about getting really high?
Yeah.
Who's getting really high?
I'm getting really high.
I am.
Yeah.
Bullshit! Cater's
calm down over there, Disney princess.
Fucking Magira.
Megara, but whatever.
Spare your lies, Temptress. Your emperor is defeated and I'm immune to blank. That's right.
Yep.
Okay.
I guess so. Alright.
Spare me your lies, Temptress. Your emperor is defeated and I'm immune to bags of money. Fuck that shit.
I'm not immune to
bad. I'm not immune
to
bad.
Hell no.
I'm immune to antidepressants.
Yep.
Damn. That's harsh.
I'm immune to running out of stamina.
Running out of stamina.
Who's the best?
Like an Energizer bunny. Keep going and going.
Bags of money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You beat it.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I have anger issues.
You have violated the Prime Directive. You exposed an alien culture to blank before they were ready. Oh, shit. Boom! Boom.
Boom.
Fucking boom.
Boom.
Boom. Clicky click. Boom.
I heard.
You heard what?
You have violated the Prime Directive. You exposed an alien culture to Scrooge McDuck before they were ready.
You gotta make sure people are ready for Scrooge.
Well, you gotta make sure they're ready for a taco.
That's a whole lot of McDuck.
Whoa.
Oh my god.
You have violated the Prime Directive. You exposed an alien culture to going an entire day without masturbating before they were ready.
What the fuck?
No! Not the spray bottle! Please, master!
You have violated the Prime Directive. You have exposed an alien culture to Elton John humping alien before they were ready.
No one's ever ready for that.
No one's ready.
Who the fuck opened homosexuality to these fucking poor aliens?
One, 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 four, all right, ten.
All righty. Blank and blank, the best of both worlds.
God damn it.
Dead birds everywhere and naming your other leg the best of both worlds. Getting pegged. And Li Shang's micropenis, the best of both worlds. Poopy diapers and crippling debt, the best of both worlds.
That's like every parent's dream.
No, choices. I mean,
too real, bro. Too real.
Poopy diapers and crippling debt. The Kill best of both worlds.
Alrighty.
Who the fuck? What?
Not me.
I had nothing.
I was the micro.
Alright. Alright.
Dishonor on you. Dishonor on your cow. Dishonor on blank.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Boom shakalaka.
Alrighty.
Oh, did you guys see the thing about somebody doing a fan edit on Endgame?
Mm.
Cutting out all the women.
Yeah,
and fucking all the people of color. Knocked its runtime down to less than an hour and a half.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid.
Fucked.
I'm like, oh my god, this guy's gotta have like the world's smallest penis.
Wow.
Or the world's smallest brain.
As well as the crippling fear of women and, you know,
minorities of any kind.
So he definitely did not watch Black Panther.
I mean, I'd imagine not.
Well, that was one of the changes was Black Panther wasn't the first revived Avenger to come through a portal.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that art. Yeah, that was...
Oh my god. And I figured, this can't be still around. As of when I posted that thing, I did a search on the website that the torrent was posted on. There was already like 90 people seeding the fucking thing.
Ew. Fucking morons.
Fucking.
That's
neckbeards. Yeah. All right. Dishonor on you. Dishonor on cow. dishonor on being sexually attracted to children. Yeah, that's definitely dishonor.
Definitely dishonor.
Dishonor on you. Dishonor on your cow. Dishonor on a strong horse and enough rations for 30 days.
Oh.
All right.
Dishonor on you. Dishonor on your cow. Dishonor on the unstoppable tide of Islam.
Wow. That's some dishonor.
Dishonor on the bitches who were fucking making that stupid movie edit, for one. Yeah. But anyways.
I don't know if I exactly how I want to go on this.
I don't know how to word this.
Do I want to go for seriousness or do I want to go for humor? I think I'll go with the humor. Who's got the strong horse?
Yes!
God damn it.
Okay.
All right. Well, I wasn't sure which to pick, I was going to go with seriousness.
The class field trip was totally, completely ruined by...
That one?
I went like this to cover his cards.
Oh. I suppose I should put that one.
The class field trip was completely ruined by Dopey's addiction to sniffing glue.
Go Dopey.
God. Was totally ruined by Andrew's PTSD. Okay. It was completely ruined by getting blasted in the face by a t-shirt cannon.
Which caused the PTSD.
I did not see Snow White with that cannon. Who did Dopey?
Yeah!
Of course.
It's a me!
Of course you Dopey. Alright, Unser!
Go
Unser!
We're getting down to the last 13 minutes.
This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. Not with a bang, but with... There's already three cards down. All
right. Before he even put down the card.
This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. Not with a bang, but with... a live studio audience.
Yeah. Uxter is speechless.
This is not the way the world ends. This is not the way the world ends. Not with a bang, but with hating Jews.
That's definitely a Disney card.
Motherfucker. This is not the way the world ends. This is not the way the world ends. Not with a bang, but with twisting my cock and balls into a balloon poodle.
My cock and balls.
That would ruin my world. Who the fuck is twisting their cock and balls into a book? Madman! Stop that! Jesus!
Bad.
Deflection.
Alrighty.
That would ruin my fucking world, too.
Everything the light touches belongs to blank. Tell me, what does...
Okay. Yes, that's
tell me.
What does your heart desire?
No. What belongs to us?
Oh. What belongs or
what,
to us?
What does everything belong to? Everything the light touches belongs to the government.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
Everything the light touches belongs to Beyonce.
Yeah.
Did she put a ring on it?
She put a ring around the world.
Everything the light touches belongs to Vladimir Putin.
Oh. Vladimir people in power right now.
The government, Beyonce, and Putin. That's some real shit right there. He's drinking. Hold
He's
on.
Trying to think.
He's got to think here.
Government.
God damn it.
Which was yours?
Beyonce. Mm.
So Matt Mann gets that point too.
Okie dokie. Congratulations. You've been selected for our summer internship program. While we are unable to offer a salary, we can offer you blank.
I have put down a card first.
YouTube humor!
Yeah!
You'll see.
Oh, that reminds me, at the end of the guy's description of the torrent.
Uh-oh.
Subscribe to PewDiePie.
First of all, that PewDiePie shut that whole thing down anyways. Anybody who's actually a fan of him has, you know, agreed to that, to just stop doing that. So now people are just doing it just for the acknowledgement.
Yeah. All right. Congratulations. You have been selected for our summer internship program. While we are unable to offer a salary, we can offer you the Underground Railroad.
All right.
Congratulations. You have been selected for our summer internship program. While we are unable to offer a salary, we can offer you fanatical copyright lawyers.
Yep. 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 Definitely.
Congratulations. You have been selected for our summer internship program. While we are unable to offer a salary, we can offer you women in yogurt commercials.
Who doesn't like women?
I mean, yeah, but...
For the yogurt commercials?
Yogurt commercial?
Well, they are
pretty... Well, I'm watching Go-Gurt. I'm watching...
You're watching Go-Gurt?
Anyways.
He likes the shape of it because he likes to squeeze the white out of the top. Suck it down.
I freeze it.
He freezes it so it's nice and hard.
I'm just move on. Move on before I hurt myself.
Oh. Yeah, I'll take the women in yogurt commercials.
Yeah.
I like the women. Because they like bees.
Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm blank.
Sure. I don't know.
All right. Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm free samples.
Whoa. God damn, bud.
False that. Everyone can get free samples.
Oh, of dead cookies?
Shut up. Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm one of those mid-cities Jew lawyers.
Whoa. Can't catch brother. Them.
Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm taking the form of a falcon.
I mean, be hard to catch. Not me.
Were you one of those mid city?
No.
Were you the falcon?
The only one that could actually fucking get away. Whatever. Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, but dead cookies wanted to be free samples.
Yeah, whatever.
I was a big city Jew lawyer.
Hey.
Let's
just
at least, move on. At least I'd be hard to catch.
According to Freud, all children progress through three stages of development. The oral stage, the anal stage, and the blank stage. They're mouthy, they're assholes. And
there you go.
I'll belittle myself to his kind of humor.
Fucking Freud.
Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. But not always.
Alright. According to Freud, all children progress through three stages of development. The oral stage, the anal stage and the grinding like an idiot stage. Alright.
Makes sense.
You said grinning. Says grinning.
Oh, grinning like an idiot stage.
No.
According to Freud, all children progress through three stages of development. The oral stage, the anal phase, and the becoming a blueberry stage.
Alright, this isn't Willy Wonka.
Whoa! According to Freud, all children progress through three stages of development. The oral stage, the anal stage, and the eating ass stage.
Oh, so they just end up combining the two of those stages. That's so good. All right.
Yeah.
All right, Freud, who the fuck is eating ass?
Give me
Cade's nasty.
Cade Arsenal is eating the ass.
He likes apparently. To toss salads.
Apparently. Even though I really don't understand that, but
do we have time for one more? Well,
maybe. First, let's see who's got dogs here. Probably, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Kate Orswell has 9. Oh, Ted Cookies has.
I have 9. Mattman has 9.
10.
No, don't hand him. All right, so. He wins this next round. You two pick a black card, and then this will be a tiebreaker for second. You two agree on a black card, then we'll play our best cards for it.
Do we have to agree on the black?
Yep. So you pick one.
Or just keep drawing.
So this will be a tiebreaker for second place.
Uh-huh.
Because he wins, and then... Mainly because we've only got a couple minutes left on the podcast, so we gotta have to go with one final movement before. All right.
And you're not allowed to know what it is.
Oh.
Oh gosh.
How many cards?
Just one.
Just one.
Here, just one. Yep.
Make
oh, let's see. Sure.
All right. It. Madam President, the asteroid is heading directly for Earth, and there is only one thing that can stop it.
Sweet, sweet vengeance.
Oh. There's only one thing that can stop it.
One of those blowjobs I've been hearing so much about. Go, Madam President. Thank you for giving them blowjobs out.
So, now you two have to agree on whose was the best.
Sweet vengeance or a blowjob?
Okay. Sweet, sweet blowjobs.
it was my card that was being... But even I was like, wait, what? Really? All right.
Can't hate on a blowjob.
With that being said, Uggster wins Cards Against Humanity tonight.
Yeah.
Mattman came in second. Kate Arsenal in third. And Dead Cookies was in dead last.
Dead.
Last. All right. Anyways, next week we'll have actual topics to talk about and stuff. We know the last time we didn't have topics ahead of time, it was a train wreck. So, yeah, we decided to try and do something a bit different to make up for it. So.
All right, guys, and if you actually listened all the way up until now, thank you very much. I know this is dumb, but
thank you. And we appreciate it.
Thumbs down.
Yeah, also maybe comment on some of our posts or something.
Just let us know you're there.
Give us some kind of activity on the page, because otherwise it's just like, oh, like. Thanks, we have enough likes now. We need actual back and forth.
Would like some interaction, please.
But anyways, thank you guys for listening. Have a good night.
Good night.
Night.
Peace.